Good evening. It's Thursday evening. Several of us are here. We know you're going to enjoy this message. It's something special, and Brother Freedom tells me he's got something the Lord's given him from the book of Hebrews. Father, we just thank you, and we praise you, and we glorify you, and we bless you. We thank you, Lord, for opening these words. We thank you for opening the book of Hebrews to us. We thank you for opening all your word to us as you direct. Thank you for touching Brother Freedom by the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, we just give you glory, praise, and honor. We thank you for your many wonderful blessings. For every good and perfect gift is from you, and we appreciate them. We thank you for them. We thank you for your abundance of goodness. We thank you for the good health, the strength. We thank you that you're real. We thank you that you're in our hearts and our lives this day. And we thank you for this wonderful day. For surely this is your day. And we rejoice and we're glad of it. We thank you that you're real. We thank you that we serve the living God. And Father, I thank you that I know you as my Savior. I know you as my Lord and Keeper. I know you as the Lord of heavens. I thank you that you're real. I thank you that you're very faithful. And Father, you're making yourself more clear and more real to me every moment. Every day is getting closer and closer. And Father, as I viewed the weather report tonight, and I'm seeing those pictures of America today, that how devastation America is. Illinois, trees all down, few deaths. How that Texas is having another seas of water going up across it, Austin, and off Houston. All these big cities, and they're just swimming in water, and they're, looks like they're going to get more. Lord, we just realize that people are not getting the picture of what you're saying. You're saying, church, be ready, for I'm coming very soon. I'm given time. But people don't reply. They don't see what you're speaking to our hearts. Your word declares, when we see these things come to pass, look up, our redemption draweth nigh. And Lord, we know that a lot of people are afraid of it, probably, but it's just where we are. It's a time that's approaching. It's a time of unsettledness in the regions of men. We see the great whoredoms of wrongdoings are everywhere, being multiplied, being used for the other side, the ways of the world. And Father, your word declares that we must come out for your world. We must be separate and touch not the unclean thing. And we might receive you as our Father and receive those spiritual blessings on high, which are now just alone for eternity. We have an eternal blessing. We thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen.
Well, the wonderful book of Hebrews is really a very special book. And Brother Clinton, I went to a service Sunday. And I knew the pastor originally, but I could see he had changed so much to the modernistic approach that he sees everything different. You know, the Lord just gets shifts before I come here. Just give me a real picture of what the church world is. It's like that it's you could give somebody a checkbook, but you couldn't write the check. The Holy Spirit has to write the check. Now, you got the check. And you'll get the check, but the Holy Spirit has to write it. But see, the way this church world is, they write the check. It makes a difference. It's positive. You write in the services, you hear it. They write the check. And everybody is fit. I mean, everybody is so on top of the world. Just hear it. And everybody's asleep out in the audience. And dead as dead can be. I mean, it was. I thought I was in a funeral home. I really did, because it looked sort of like that. And a couple times, I went over to the casket, because it was really, you could feel it. And we should feel what we have. That's what it's all about. The love of God is real. We should feel His blessing. We should feel His power. It's for real. And here in Hebrews, it talks a little bit about this. And I'm just going to bring this out because it's real vivid to me. May not be to you, but I believe it's very clear. This will be real to you as we read this. It's the second chapter of Hebrews, starting with the first verse. Therefore, we ought to give more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip.
Amen. For if the word spoken by the angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense for reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at first began to be spoken by the Lord Himself, back in John, St. John, the 14th chapter, he starts speaking about it, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him. Also, now this is a censure on it. God also bearing witness with both signs and wonders, and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. Now, I'm going to back up a little bit about myself, because I can say about myself, because then I'm just talking about myself, and I know that I'm saying what I'm saying is true. 30 years ago, when the Lord came in my heart so warm powerfully, God told me that He said, I'm going to show you miracles every day. There wasn't one day that went by that something didn't happen. One morning I said I couldn't get awake. The Lord says, before this day's over, you'll be wide awake. And things like that. When I say stop today, you stop. When I stopped, there was a, make the story short, there's a big porcupine right there, and there's no porcupines around this town. But there was one there, and the dog catcher was there. He came by at the right time, and dog catcher never came by. And he was there, and a policeman came, did the whole, everything within about 5 minutes' time. It was a corpse, a porcupine corpse, put in the dog catcher's vehicle, and taken away. And I didn't receive one touch of that porcupine. Those quills were big, huge quills. It was real. Now I could say, well, it wasn't going to happen, but it didn't happen. But these are signs and miracles of what God displays vividly every time. Our brother and I, when we go up to a certain place, rescue mission, we're seeing signs and wonders every time we go. A man there every time we go comes there deliberately and sits down where I sit when I'm waiting, comes there and sits. A brother and I see him, and he just tells us he has no more pain. Before that time, he had pain 24 hours a day. Could not stand, he could not take pain pills or nothing to get rid of the pain. He has no pain, and we're seeing great and mighty things because this is signs and wonders follow the move of the Spirit. Now, I would be terrible if I was going up here and speaking great words and nothing was happening. It has to happen because God will let it happen. And He is, because I am the one that He's moving on. God's moving on me as He will move on every one of the rest of you in the same way, but you'll have to do the same thing. Go step out and God will bless you. We all have to take that leap of faith, jumping out in the deep. Have to come to that place that sometimes will say, I'm going out. If my wife don't go with me, my kids don't go with me, if no one goes with me but just you and me, I am going to step out. And with that, God will meet your need. He also means business in your life. He will transport you in many ways. He will give you assignments you've never thought of before. He'll bless you beyond that you can ever imagine. I don't even tell people the things that many things happen. God is real. Now, when you get about the fundamentalists, the people that are actually playing church, they think that you're telling untruths because they don't see nothing happening. They have great prayer meetings, and they discuss, and they pray, and they believe, get up and everybody lay hands together, that what one doesn't can't do, the other one will do. That's just like Elijah. He says, tell the prophets of Baal. He says, what else? Remember your God's asleep. He even goes a little farther. Remember they're went out and taking a little rest. God is real. We need to get it today. He is real. He is so close. I feel His heartbeat. Mine's going to stop probably pretty soon, but I'm ready for it. I'm ready to go with Him. I'm like Enoch. And I believe that we're all going to have to be like Enoch to make the rapture. Enoch walked with God, and we're also going to have to walk with God also to make that an encounter. It's just not for every sissy. It's not for everybody that doesn't have his mind made up to walk with God. It's not those that want to play church. God doesn't want to play church. You want a church. You know, church playing is just for little kids. My wife used to play church, and her sisters and her brothers, and they played church, and he would pray for the animals, and sometimes the animals were healed, I guess. God was there in a special way. But we need to quit playing church and become adults in the Lord and walk in His direction. Walk in His direction. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. His eyes are open to the righteous. His ears are open to their cry. When you just cough, He hears you. When you sigh, He's with you. Oh, how much glory. Hallelujah. He's with us. He's here tonight. When I make that last breath, if all of you are here and alive, I pray that all the way you'll just dance around that, me just like everything, because I'm going to a better place. I'm going to see Jesus. I'm going to see Him face to face. If you take to this night, I'm going to see Him face to face. I'm going to see Him as He is. But while I'm here, I'm going to be one of the probably very few that's lifting up the Holy Ghost. I have been called to lift up the Holy Ghost, for He is worthy of all praise. Everybody has let Him go by, and you see God's side is terrible. What they do, just like they're writing a check, they write the checks out. We want something for tomorrow. We want ropes for our choir. We write those checks out. We want all these things. And then we get down to our physical needs. We want to have better health. We want to have all the things. Luxuries that only come from God. But it comes through the Spirit of God. It comes on waiting. You know, God will actually take care of us. He said, think, my little children, how I take care of the flowers. I take care of the fowls of the earth. So much I'd rather take care of you. Oh, ye of little faith. It says, oh, ye of little faith. We're not to fret. We're not to be concerned, knowing our Father takes care of us. And we are His family. We need to receive that. The family of God, maybe it sounds sort of morbid to some people, but it's not to me. Life is only for short moments. It seemed to me just like yesterday, I was thinking about Korea today. Just a little while ago, I was in Korea. And how I got the certain ribbon today, my friend sent me the proof that I was in Korea. I went to the VFW, and they would not even talk to me unless I could prove that I've been in Korea. Well, all the records were burnt. But see, with God, you don't have to prove nothing. He has your record. He knows all. Your name is written down special. You don't have to worry about fires. You don't have to worry about someone losing your records. Your shop record, when you used to lose that, you had to take them all over. God's not that way. He remembers everything about us. He remembers every time that you've been upset. He knows when you're pouted. He knows when you're sad. He wants you to be joyful. He wants you to be alive in Him and dead unto sin. Really, that's the way it is. Everybody say that's sort of very one way. Well, God gives us one way because He's going to give us a one-way trip into heaven. We won't want to come back. It's up there. It's so beautiful. I have not seen, neither ear heard, neither has entered the heart of man. What is prepared from them that love God? But God hath revealed them by the Spirit. Yea, the Spirit searches day to deep things of God. The Spirit of God. God moves through a spirit. He doesn't move through a church house. He moves through a spirit. We've just got accustomed in the United States to going to church. You know, assemble yourself together. And I've read that today. It's in Hebrews right here. The Lord says that's them assembling themselves in the Spirit. Forsake not the assembling in the Spirit. Not chemical glory, that powerful. That power is real. It's electricity. It's glorious. The other way, everything gets morbid. Colossians, it says, we're to be living epistles. And when we get mortify our members, this is mortifying is sort of put the old man to sleep. No, today.
Most of us put to sleep and then hope he wakes up a little bit and we can re-resurrect him. And we do that. Because we re-resurrect that old man. The old one that's got gets us in big troubles. And one that keeps us from serving the Lord with a true heart, with true love, obedience. You know, obedience is better than sacrifice. You know, that's probably the only place I ever was very good to the Lord. And I have to say that that's probably why I'm here where I am today. I was always real strong on being obedient. When he told me something, I would always do it. I remember one time I had church up in the hills, and I loved that church. I just really loved that church. I was just having plain fun seeing God come down there and touch people and be with people. And we had people from all of the United States would come by that stop and come in. I mean, there was some New York and all different places, and people would just come in all the and I just thought it couldn't get no better. So I took another term and I was on my way to a certain city down south, and I'd come across the county line on a Monday morning. Must have been about 5:30, 6 in the morning, pretty early in the morning. And I was praying, and the Lord says, "By the way, I want you not to have that church." I said, "What? For?" I said, "I love that church." He said, "I know you do." I thought, "Well, do you want me to?" He said, "No, do you lovest thou me more than that church?" I said, "You know I do." He said, "Then you prove it." I said, "Okay, that's no problem for Lord. I'll just call him tonight." He won't understand. He said, "I know it." He probably won't. But you just do it anyway. It's not whether he understands or no one understands. They might condemn you. They might be saying that you're doing the wrong thing. But I'm telling you to do it. Now that makes a difference. I'm telling you to do that. So I did it. And I was blessed. Like many other times when God would come down, he says, I remember I was on a church board with 13 men. He said, "You spoke this way." I was the only one that went one way. And a whole man faced me and said, "I wouldn't be able to make it without them." I said, "God was my strength." And I remember how I stood with the Lord. And I remember time after time. That's the only thing I can say. That's the only thing I've ever had. Making those very critical decisions. I've always come up first class. I did some foolish things out there. I've done some things that I wish I never did. But God's forgiven me. But those things are really not forgivable. Because those things, you've got to do them over again. If you flunk it, you've got to do it over. So apparently I've done those things all right. I've had troubles. Things that maybe all we went through, struggles. I've had the Spirit of God, but there's been times when I've been a little willful. There have been times when I've never been, didn't have enough love, and all these things that we find ourselves short on at times. And I've been there. But I know one thing, that my God is real. And I know one thing, every day, the next day, that I pray through and seek God and say, "My God, I love you. Forgive me for my transgressions this day. Forgive me. Give me that new power. Give me that new unction, that function of God, that I'll be faithful. I'll live in your power. I will live under your control. I'll live in your mighty unction to do thy will. And you'll see great and mighty things." I've seen God do many vital things. I've seen men in jail. One night the Lord told me, I was so tired when I got home. And I was taking my shower, and I said, Lord, "I'm so tired." He said, "I see your weariness. But I'll guarantee you," when he said guarantee, I knew I was going to go. He said, "I'll guarantee you, if you go, I'll do the work." And that night, 31 men was in that jail. 29 of them received Jesus, crying, asking for forgiveness, repentance. Only God can do those wonderful things. God does great and mighty exploits. And you never have any success in life until you release that Jesus come to this place. Because he will show signs and wonders. He will show his glory. And he will show that great love, that affection that's so wonderful. Every day, every time I go into grocery stores, I marvel at God moving in grocery stores. And every place he's at, God can move. It's not by might nor by power, but by his Spirit, said the Lord. God is here to uplift us, to encourage us, to walk vividly in his power and in anointing. He is real. But we don't go out around here and gloating and brag about it. We don't do any of those things. We keep very quiet. Quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. Quick to hear is mean you're hearing from God. You know, when God sets you in a place, in a forward march, or on a direction, you stay there until He sends you differently. And when He sends the correction, then you make that correction. But you go forth, and having done all, to stand. I learned that real early in my life, that God was able, when I could pray, Lord, help me to change. If you want me to change, if not, I'll stand still. If God wants you to stand still, you'll stand still. And you can have that faith, believing that everything's right. Someone might even tell you, some that doesn't know the way of the Lord, he said, why don't you go do these things? I used to hear that from leadership sometimes, and it wasn't from the Lord. We need our advice coming from heaven. You know, why would we want to hear anything secondhand? You know, in the army, that you always, that one that gives that cadence call, that's the one you listen for. And someone else, if you hear a voice, you don't listen to that. And that's the way that God, we don't listen at these other voices. Our voice is tuned in on heaven's shore. We're tuned in the Holy Ghost hour. We're tuned in to receive His power. We're tuned in to receive His blessings. We can remain faithful in Him by just waiting upon the Lord. Waiting upon God is very special. And that's really what we're going to be doing right now until the Lord comes. And until we come to the clouds of glory, I'm just going to be waiting. Every day I'm just going to wait. Then come day, I'll go tomorrow. If He takes before, then I'll go up to the grave afterwards. But how we go, I believe His coming is very soon. I believe the signs of times are everywhere declaring His coming. He is coming at a time when men think not. They see great things that's going to happen. But what I see, everything has been fulfilled. There's going to be a great falling away. And there is a great falling away. I really believe it. I don't know where the church is at, but I'm saying it as what I've been taught. Not by man, but by God. The church is like it says in the Word. It says, if He didn't shorten the day, their very elect would not be saved. It's that close and that critical. We must seek God. And if you have something with God, be thankful. Tell Him, I love you, Lord. I'm thankful that you included me. I'm thankful that you made a way. That I didn't get caught up in tradition. The world was caught up in tradition. I don't know how God's going to judge tradition. But I know what He speaks to me and what the Word says. It's not going to be such a good place. He wants us to be separate toward Him. He wants us to have that unction. The Bible says, for we know not to pray for as we ought. Therefore the Spirit maketh groanings but cannot be uttered. He that searches the heart, both the mind and spirit, maketh intercession according to the will of God. And I wonder, there's also in John, it talks about the unction. It's in the third chapter of 1 John. There it is. But you have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. Now, you're not proud in that. You're not out here boastful. But it's just making a statement that you have that confidence in yourself. You know all things that God wants you to know. What He doesn't want you to know, you won't know it. You're only going to know what He wants you to know. So that, to me, is sufficient. But the anointing which you have received of Him abideth in you. Think about it. The anointing which you have received of Him abideth in you, and you need not that any man teacheth you of all things, but as He has the same anointing that teaches you all things, and is truth, and is no lie, ye abide in Him. That's pretty plain. I know they want to pull this out of the Bible. They brought the churches down to where they say we don't need it. But that is God's governing force that's here. That the church would live, would be triumphant. The church would be extended from the time of Christ to now. And He poured out His Spirit here about 50 or 100 years ago.
And I came through about 50 years ago, and there was a lot of the Spirit of God in those days. God was truly here. God was here in a mighty way. Signs and wonders. But in those 50 years, it's depleted till there's nothing. You didn't go to a church service that you didn't see people. I seen three deaf and dumb girls, could not speak, could not nothing, and God set them free, and they sang, "Jesus, love me." Never heard in their life. That's the power of God. My wife, Betty, neck was broke in a car wreck. The x-ray showed it was broke. And they were so concerned about her, and she says, "God's going to heal me." That next Sunday morning, the first healing that I ever seen, knew that it was real, was her. And that pain was so crucial that she couldn't hardly endure it. We had just a little simple pastor. Simple. He didn't know much, but he knew the Spirit of God. He didn't have no great credentials. He just knew the Spirit of God. When he prayed, we knew people were going to get their touch. We knew that great things were going to happen. And when he prayed for Betty, he did not know that she had even been in the car wreck. He had been working at another city, and how he didn't find out till afterwards that she had been in a car wreck. And he prayed, and he says, "Betty, is that you?" She just laid next healed. Glory! Only God can do those miracles. Those are miracles. My mother-in-law went with us to a place in East Texas on a Sunday afternoon. Talk about miracles. They're there. You have to be with them. And I had a 55 Chevrolet V8, and it was hard on generators. The brushes, it would eat them up. The armatures would eat them up in those days. It's a good car other than that one sore point it had. So I found myself in Longview, Texas, a Sunday afternoon, but there was no parts. Those days you couldn't buy parts on Sunday. I thought maybe I'd find some where I worked at, because I worked for a dealership, tractor dealership, Browning First Machinery Company. And my mother-in-law says, "Fret not." They had about 110 miles to drive back. This is dark. It's dark, just about getting dark right then. The battery was pretty well depleted, and I couldn't get the battery charger to work there either. He says, "Don't worry about it." He says, "All this, make a circle." My little son, Wayne, he took her hands too. We all agreed in prayer. And 100 miles is basically 2 hours driving in those days, because it was mostly all two-lane highway. My mother-in-law says, "Don't worry. God will take care of us. You'll come next weekend, and that car will be there." And next weekend, my boss from there sent me to the adjoining city in their pickup. I had to do something down there anyway, so I took the brushes with me. When I got there, my mother-in-law says, "God has done his job, now you do your part." So I didn't have any, I took the brushes current out, so there was no way it could charge. It was just, and so I put the brushes in, everything went back to normal. The starter started. I don't know how, but it did. And I've seen great and mighty things that God has done. He will do things if we'll just believe in Him. He wants to do the supernatural, and that's doing things that everybody says is not going to happen. But you've got to have that faith that will happen. You've got to know that it's going to happen. There should be no reservation in your heart. It will happen because God is in it. The only thing that God is lacking within us is our faith, believing, and trust in Him. We have to trust Him that He is the living God. He will provide for us. He will keep us. He will shelter us. He'll protect us in His time. We have to learn to abide in Him. You abide in me, and my words abide in you. You shall ask what you will, and it shall be done. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and I'll show you great and mighty things that thou knowest not. I just pray that this day, that this message will go out to the world. I'm going to ask my brother Clint right now if he'll pray for his people today, and he'll pray a mighty blessing upon every one of you this day. I pray that you're out there, whatever your need is, that he'll pray for you, give you courage as we, Brother Clint, would you pray?
Father, we just thank you for this wonderful day, and we thank you for this message. And Father, this message has touched my heart by the power of the Holy Spirit. So I know that you're really moving in a wonderful way. Lord, we pray for people right now that are listening in different times, different places around the world. Pray for healing for them. We pray for deliverance. We pray for salvation. We pray for the lifting of the burden off of them. We pray that they might trust you, Lord. We pray that they might sell out totally to you. And we just thank you and we praise you that you showed up here, Lord, in a wonderful way. I love you and I want to see you able to do great things among the people. So we thank you, Lord, for doing it. We thank you for this message that you poured through Brother Freedom. And we give you praise and honor. And we thank you in advance for the healing, for the salvation, for the deliverance of people out there. In many ways, we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you.